Morris says a story in Lamed Aleph on Beis, halfway down the page. Last line, word on the line, Rav. Rav Huna, Rav Chista, Havi Yosri, they were sitting. Chalafa Azul Geneva Olayo. So the word person, Geneva, was passing by. That was his name. Rav Chabrei, Nekam Mikame, we have to send up for him. And the Bar Urianhu. He's a Bentura. Amalei Idoch Mikame Pago Nekum. He's a person who is a Balmachoikis. We should stand up for a person who's a Balmachoikis. So he might be learned, but he has other issues. Adahachi also Iul Gabayo. So eventually, meanwhile, he. Came to them. Amalehu b'may askisu. So he asked them, "What are you learning? What are you dealing with?" Amalei beruches. We were discussing the concept of the winds, like we had before. Rav Chista said, "We brought the drasha for Rav Chista, etc." So Amalehu. Hachi Omer Rav Chanan Bar Rava Omer Rav Dal Ruchas Menashes B'chol Yom. There are four ruchas which blow every day. See, I can't. Ruchas Sefonis Menashevesim Kulon. Shemolikain in Erlem Miskayim. The Filosha Achas. The Ruach Sefonis is the most gentle of the winds, and it balances the other winds that they shouldn't be too overpowering and dangerous. Ruach Derayim is Kasher Mikulon. And the worst one is the Ruach Derayim. Vilmalei Ben Neitz Mamida Macharebus is Koloilam Kulon Yipanel. There is a Malach, which is referred to as Ben Neitz, which would use its wings to sort of limit the ruach. The ruach Derayim is it would overpower the world. Shemar ham maybe noska yeover nates yifresh kanafov l'seimon. So that this malach nates will spread out its winds to the southern wind. Rav of Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Habi Yosri Habi Cholif also Rav Nachum Bar Yaakov. So Rav and Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak were sitting, and there's gifts over here. Habi Cholif also Rav Ada Bar Yaakov. He was coming by the Yossi Begurka the Dahaba Parsele Sarbala the Karsi. He was traveling in this wagon made out of gold, and there was this beautiful garments spread over it, which is made out of tchelis. Rabba also the gabei, and Rabbi Yitzchak also the gabei. So Rabba went to out to greet him. Rabbi Yitzchak did not. Omar Dilma me inshi de Beresh Kalusa Nino the reason why Rabbi went out to greet him, because he was from the family of the Beresh Kalusa. Rabbi Tsarkalhu and all the Srichan Luhu. Um Rava needed the support of the Beresh Kedusha, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok was a member of the Nossi's family, and he did not need the support of the Beresh Kedusha. Therefore, he did not feel the need to go out to greet him. Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov habi ozel gabei. Then the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok sees should be Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov in this whole story. So according to the gears of the Oruch. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok sees that Rabbi Bar Yaakov came to him, Golu L'dare. So it was very hot, and as he was walking, he uncovered his garments on his arm. Omer Shadya Noshiv. That there's this wind which is blowing, which is like a shade. Omer Rabba Hachi Omer Rav Isha Mapelis, by that this wind is such a strong wind it can cause a woman to be Mapelis. Shmuel Amr Afila Margolis Shabiyam Mirakebis Boy, you could make the pearls rot. Rabbi Yechon Amr Afila Shechvazera Shabiyam Isha Mesrechas Boy, it can cause the Shechvazera in the first 3 days, which normally is not Mesriach. Mesrechas. So Amr now. Get straight the story over here. Omer Rav Nachman, this should be Omer Rabbi Bar Yaakov. Zoshton Mikra Echad Dorshu. All three who are saying this are all getting from the same pasuk. It says, Kihu ben Achim Yafri, Yavoi Kodim Ruch Hashem Mimibar Oile, Vyevosh Makoro, so Darshan. And at the end of the pasuk, so darshan yevesh mekarozu mekarashal isha. It causes that the rechem of the woman dries out, which means the woman will be mapil. Viachri mayono, and it's destroys the mayan zeshich bezeresh of meisha. Who you should say it's actually koklichem do, and it crushes the oitzer koklichem do zu megalis shabiyam. Amar Rava Adi, this person is Surah, who is from Surah, Zaiki Kroy. That he says the Psukim, he's Madaik things from Psukim. Okay, the beginning of the Pasuk is Kihu Ben Achim Yafri. So what does that mean? My Kihu Ben Achim Yafri. So Amar Rava Afilu Shufsa Bikupina Demora Rafya. Even the handle, the head of the axe, so you have the piece of wood which goes in the handle, and you have a little piece of wood that you would put in like shims to make it tight. So that's the shubsa, but kupina demora will rafia will become rafo, become loose. Yosef Rafil sichsa bedafna. Rafia, the you have a the stake which you bang into the nail that you bang into the wall will become loose from this. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Afilu Kanya Bekufsa Rafia, that the when when you would weave things in a basket, it's going to become loose from this wind. So that's the Ben Achim Yafrid. So Achim is Lashon of things, not brothers, but when you're Ma'achat, two things we had the Lashon Ma'ikatan, means you sew it together. Rashi says, Palgoa. So the reaction to Geneva, he said we should stand up for a person to Palgoa. Bal Mariva is a person who would make fights. Shayshal Mariva im Marukva, Shoya Abezin. Marukva was the Abezin. And Geneva was waging a fight with him. Shemina Parakama, Beyondim Hoim Dimalai, Beyondim the Mushal Malchus. That Marukva wanted to know that he had permission to do Masira on somebody. The Mor says it brings in the contents of the halacha of Sirtut. Is he quoted a pasuk when he responded to him? He responded with a pasuk and he wrote it with Sirtut. So you see that you need Sirtut even when you're just writing a simple pasuk, not in the context of Leviim and Ksuvim, etc. That was the context over there in the Gemara over there. But Maruka was asking about this person, and who are you, Geneva? And the Morris explains that whether the person he's referring to was Geneva. It's a gentle wind, it's not hot or cold.
Not hot or cold.
Not hot or cold. And it's able to literally sweeten, it's able to counteract other winds, that they shouldn't be too powerful. Benates malach osi kanates. It's a malach which is shaped like a nates, a type of bird. Mambida bekanafel uses its wings to stop the wind. Loshon of Yerver, loshon evraso, it spreads out its wings. Yagdil kanaf. Gurka is a golo asuya kashida. It's a wagon made like a box. Umanhigim basurim, that the very rich people would be carried in it or transported in it. Sabat the karsi, sabat tchelis, thermal the karsi had this cloak made out of tchelis. Anoa loitzrich nlohu, der Nachman bar Yitzchak, it was chasid the nesia haba. He was the son-in-law of the Nasi. Barbara wrote to him, he uncovered his arm. The Ruach Mizrachis was blowing, and it was hot. So he said, Shadya Nosiv. Oh, Hashida Menashevis. The wagon's being blown away, I guess. So he said that it'll cause these different reactions to the child, to the Shechvazera, Tech Shlosha Yomim, which normally is not Masriach, will be Masriach. Makar Shalisha is Uber Shevameyah, referring to the Rechem, the child in the Rechem. Adi Surahu. Adarizem Ne Surahu. This point is brought up from people from Surah, the Daiki Kroy, they're Medaik things from Sukkim. So what is Ben Achim Yafri? Shubsa is the base yad, is the handle. Kupino is Char Shabarosh. Hamora, it's the hole in the head of the axe. Shikar and Pushir. Hashem Shadochuk Ben Shnei Tzide Hachar. Karle Ben Achim Shemedubokim. Because it's pushed in very tightly between the two sides of the hole. So it's the achim, that which is between the two sides, is yafri, will become loose. Sitz medafna yosed shebedoifin, this nail that you banged into the wall. Rafya shemis yashev machmas achoim, the wood will dry up because of the and shrink because of the heat. Verofa become loose. Kanya b'kufsa, kana ha'orag b'kvifa. You have a basket which you wove the piece, the using the reeds, so Rafi can be Afri, it'll become loose. Hajj and Lakola get. Okay, Mishnah. Shalei get leishtoi b'higia b'shliach, sh'sholach harav shliach, v'romen leget sh'nasati d'cho batol hu. So he made a shliach, and then he retracted it. So higia b'shliach means he reached the shliach and informed the shliach directly that I am retracting my shlichus. Or he sent the shliach to retract the shlichus, so that works. However, he didn't kinem etzel ishtoi, that instead of going to the shliach, he went to the woman. Or he sent the shliach to the woman. That I'm retracting the shlichus of the get. Hereza batel. So that works as well. But once, if the shliach gets there, or the baal gets there and says it after the gets him given already, it's too late. Rishon ha'yoyis bezin b'machom acher, the gears of the bach. The truth is that the bittul does not require informing anybody. The bittul is a bittul which really can be done not in the presence of either the shliach or the woman. And they would do it in Bezdin. But the problem is that the woman does not know this, and the shliach does not know, the woman does not know. They believe that the shlichus is still intact. He will deliver the get based on that. The woman will get remarried based on that. And there's one Zeris. Shlo Yehu Oysen came in a tikkun olam. So that we cannot do this process of being involved in Bezdin. Hashalech his higia b'hissi means he reached the shliach. Now, if he came too late, and yochel avatle or park pshit, the worst. Obviously, she's the worst already. V'yishenah lo hoyim avatle b'fnei hashliach. So this is what they do now, but originally that wasn't what they did. V'loy b'fnei yisha wasn't. They didn't inform the shliach or the woman. He would be mevatel in Bezdin where he was. Ramil says no. The shliach does not know. The woman does not know. The shliach will deliver the get. The woman will accept the get and get remarried. So that's a problem. So therefore, they said you can't do that. Now, this is going to introduce the next few Mishnayos are going to have. Mipnei Tikkun Olam is going to be a theme through the Mishnayos in the fourth and in the fifth parak, some of them not directly connected to Gittin at all, but the cases in the Mishnayos where it talks about Menei Tikkun Olam. The more is going to grapple over here is the bittul on the getter on the shlichus. Getchen sat rabatel, who was even being mevatel the get, and therefore he cannot reuse the get. Is being mevatel the shlichus, and then if he wants to, he can still reuse the get. And then we're going to discuss what Lashon would be a bit to get. So that's all that's going to be discussed in the Gemara.